there, Patriots. Look who's here with me, Mike Lindell. He's got hot news. I can't even believe what he's doing. This is the man, is the fighter of all time. You're going to love what he is doing now. Check it out. What's going on, Mike? Tell everybody.
Well, we've got a lot of things. It's actually added as we speak. One of the things is with our voices, our voice has gotten so big over the last 4.5 years with Lindell TV and all the great podcasters out there. Well, we've had Facebook just came forward, their fact checkers covering up that our whole network contains false information. So we are, we're meeting, we have a great lawyer hired, and we're going after Facebook. We can't let this happen this time around again. This is horrific what they've done to all of us, and now they're doing it again. Because what do they want to suppress? They're suppressing what we have coming out. Tulsi Gabbard, just a few days ago, everybody came out with all the more machine stuff pouring out. This is going to pour out, everybody. And people need to hear about it. On the right and the left, the people need to hear about this. Everybody wants the machines gone. Some just don't know it yet. That's it.
Right.
You know, yeah.
If you want a free
Everybody wants,
country, if you want a free
everybody
country,
want, yeah,
yeah.
everybody wants paper ballots hand counted. Some just don't know it yet. And 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines, but this is twofold. So we're in the fight of our lives right now for that. We just won the $5 million challenge. Everybody's seen that in the news. If you didn't, go to Mike Lindell and hit news. Go down there and read all about it. Mike was right. A federal court overturned it. In Minnesota, three federal judges said Mike was right. This is from the 2020 election. All the corruption they had to do with Lawfare and Attack Me and MyPillow. Now we can go back to the Colorado case. Help out there if you go to mypillowtrial.com. We need a few more dollars for that new trial. These new lawyers coming on that for the appeal. The Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, has once again his continued attack of Lindell, our LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You guys, this is the more online. It's a free platform for individuals for to get help in addiction and get to Jesus. He's going for it. They went for all this stuff, discovery now they want from 2018. It's just a witch hunt and it's attack. I put in hundreds of hours with lawyers on this, and you got to realize, everybody, I put in 100% of the money back then.
Right.
100%. So what are they looking for? They're on there. What did this go for? What did this get paid for? What did this, who is this person?
It's
There's
just
people on there
the
who,
more lawfare. It's just
Lawfare, lawfare,
because you have poked the bear, and they
yep.
know that the whole
Yep.
election thing is coming down around their ears.
Right.
Just after you and I talked last week, you said that Tulsi Gabbard would come out with some bombshell information, and that's exactly what
Right.
she did. She came out saying that CISA, or I call it CISA, like they think they're little Caesars, and they came
Yeah.
out with, that they knew that the machines were fraudulent and it could
Yep.
have fraud, and they didn't tell. They said not a word, and they actually said that they were absolutely safe. So that is, in my opinion, that is treason.
And I want to tell you even more than that. CISA, they didn't, not only did they didn't tell, but they did events, everybody. One of the event was in South Dakota. Do you know what the event was? To tell everybody in South Dakota, stay away from Mike Lindell. Do not talk to him. He's disinformation. The whole thing was about Mike Lindell. This is a couple years ago. Remember, as we went to each state, South Dakota was high on our list because every county could vote out the machines. And man, we were moving all over South Dakota. And here, the GOP, the Republican Uniparty, they suppressed it and blocked it. And CISA was right there sounding the alarm. Don't listen to Mike Lindell. He's got a tinfoil hat. We blah blah blah. We're CISA.
Right.
Another thing, it's
Well,
disgusting,
but
but all this is.
we knew this would eventually come out.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot longer than
Right.
any of us wanted it to take, but the
Right.
truth is coming out, and the truth is
Yeah.
literally setting us free. It had to get to this point where it was just so obvious to people, and I'm so
Right.
thankful for Tulsi Gabbard coming, out. Of course, our wonderful president has
Right.
told her to do it, so it is really
Right.
declassed.
And but there's a, but on a parallel track, everybody, there's other things going on where we're still getting blocked. And this, the word needs to get out on all this. And that's why you have Facebook. attacking Lindell TV, which he's going to get his old Mark Zuckerberg, that ship's going to sail, I'll tell you. I am not putting up with it this time around. We're going right at it. He also covered up, get this, Facebook about 2 weeks ago when we were raising money with the defense fund, like I just told you on my pillow trial on Facebook, he completely obliterated. He took it down. Blocked us from even talking about it. I mean, you can't make this up. It's all tied together. Another entity that's blocking it, the EAC, I don't know if you're familiar with that, the commission, this is the government commission, the election associate commission or whatever. There's like four or five guys there. These guys are bad. They're like CISA. They're bad guys. They're blocking everything going on out there. They basically told the states, on the president's executive order that he put out, that the machines needed to, you needed new machines if you were going to use them. They couldn't have QR codes. Basically, you're eliminating the machine with what the executive order said.
Right.
Well, the
right.
The EAC committee commission comes out and says, tells these states out of the limelight. We have evidence. They told them, oh, don't worry about it. You don't have to listen to the president. Well, I'll tell you what. You think this is going to stand? They need to be gone. I will put a call right now. They need to be gone, and I'm going to do a big push on that to the public of what we can do to, and I believe their time's up anyway. It would just take the president to say, get rid of them. Let's bring in new ones. Yesterday, Kara got two questions directly. We got put into the press pool, Lindell TV, with all the big shots, the non-talkers like Fox, and she got two questions from the president. And by the way, everybody, you want to be a part of Lindell TV? We're publicly traded under the stock symbol MLMC. You can be a part of it. Our voice is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was very happy to see that we're getting the questions and not the establishment media, you know. So that's nice.
That's awesome. Nice. That is awesome.
We all know the Facebook fact checkers back in the day covering up everything from the vaccine. You cover hydroxychloroquine. Works. Ivermectin works. Fact check. All these things. And so I first found out about these fact checkers, and the fact checker was Alan Duke, and he runs, it's called Lead Stories. There was a podcaster named David Harris Jr., and he was on, he had 2 million followers, and he said something about Ben Carson, who's a good friend of mine, using what I had to cure the virus. And the supplement that I had and tried to get out there before the big pharma attacked me. And anyway, they covered it up with false information. Well, then we got Ben on the phone. I got Ben on the phone with Alan Duke, both of them on the phone. He goes, oh, yo, we're really sorry. They took it down, but David Harris lost 1.5 million of his followers. He lost his business overnight because Facebook didn't say, whoops. Remember, the fact checkers were hired as like a third party, right? Well, then, so I got to know Alan Duke and his four minions, the ones over in Belgium called Martin. Anyway, then you get November and December of 2020 where every one of us that put up stuff was getting covered up. False information, anything against the machines, man. It was like, bam, 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 false, false. The 2020 election, false information, false information. It was crazy. Well, Alan Duke, then he does all that. And then we get to, I'm going to fast forward to when I launched.
Yeah, okay, hey, real quick, you know, it's still that way on Facebook as well as on YouTube. They're still running that game.
Right.
You and we're going to get to this. You can't say anything on YouTube.
But it's different now, everybody. YouTube is the worst, owned by Google and Alphabet. But at least on Facebook, it's different now. And this is what I'm going to explain to you here in a second is, so Alan Duke, the Facebook, these are real people. They're covering the stuff up. Now, whether they read it all or not, who knows? But we did find out when my movie Absolute Proof launched, that was covered up everywhere immediately, as on Facebook especially. And then it said contains nudity and porn. And I called up Alan Duke. I go, what are you doing? What are you doing? He goes, I didn't do that. So in other words, there was like something overrode even him to put these other things up there, right? So maybe Mark Zuckerberg's up there going, they're trying to watch this movie, shut up, you know, stop it. Well, then about a month later, I came out with Absolute Interference. 5 minutes into that film, Alan Duke put a flag over it. It's a 2-hour film that was false information. Now I went after Alan Duke and we just clashed. It was, you know, and then, but we, I kept on him. I called him a traitor. I said, "You're a traitor to this country. How could you do this? You're putting false stuff over true information." Anyway, Alan and I became indirect friends then. And then he got the Mesa County image, the Tina Peters image. And I said, "Alan, if you're really not a traitor, take the image that was inside the machine. It was a Dominion machine. Check it out. By the way, you can all see the real image. The real images, the real data, right up on Lindell TV. It says inside the machines. It's right there for the whole world to see. Mike Lindell doesn't have any evidence. Go look. Lindell TV. Boom. There it is. Hello." And Alan Duke, anyway, we signed an NDA with him. The lawyers did with Lead Stories. He takes the Mesa County image. They dig into it with their own cyber guys. He comes back and says, "Yes, it's true." I said, "Well, tell the world. Let's save the world. Let's save Tina Peters for sure." And he goes, "You know," he says, "Mike, we're fact checkers. We just say when something's false, not when something's true." In other words, he didn't have the courage to move forward and say, "Mike was right. Tina's right. We're all right." So, but now fast forward even further. Now I go to the Democrat convention, shave my mustache and bring Alan Duke. I run into Alan Duke. I go, "Come on, Alan, let's go in there." He goes, "Wow, Mike, I can't believe you're doing this. Going sneaking into the Democrat convention." You know, well, I went in there. It wasn't to, I knew I'd get noticed. This was all to, for another episode we were going to do to get the eyes on it. You get the eyes on it. It's just like being inside the claw machine on Jimmy Kimmel. I didn't care. I did this to get eyes so I could tell people what the inner city of Chicago, these guys wanted Donald Trump. They wanted the illegals gone. They were taking their jobs and all their resources. So that was the whole setup there. It was a marketing thing. But when we got inside the DNC, the media and these hit people, these Harry Sisson or whatever his name is, he's a podcaster, just a nut job. And Harry, they attacked me and they attacked Alan Duke for standing by him, for being with me. They thought he was with me. And Alan's going, wait a minute, I'm Alan Duke. I'm a Facebook fact checker. They're going, "Oh, we're sorry. We're sorry, Alan Duke. We're sorry." You know, I'm going, and Alan looks at me and goes, why would they attack me just because I'm with you? I go, "Alan, do you see what we go through? They're haters. You're on the wrong team, Alan. They're haters. You're supposed to be a fact checker." But I do believe people that he's so brainwashed that Alan is really put down what he believed to be true. And he's following this. I really believe that now. But here's what happened. So when Facebook covered up Lindell TV and that, I called up, this was this week, everybody, if they've been deplatforming us. And I called up old Alan Duke, and Alan, I told Alan about it, and he pulled it, and he reached out to his people at Facebook. Because why? He's been fired there. They fired all the fact checkers, the people, and supposedly they're using artificial intelligence, but someone still has to program it. So I guarantee his program, if you see the word Lindell, he's false information. Well, here's what Alan Duke said. He goes, "Mike," he goes, "this gives us a bad name. By them covering up Lindell TV, it gets regular fact checkers out there that have other jobs now." He says this, and I said, "Alan, you blew that a long time ago because you were on Believe in getting brainwashed, but I understand where you're coming from." So as we roll forward with this and go after Facebook, this is going to be big because we're too big now. Our voices are too big. We have to get the word out on great things like what Tulsi Gabbard came out with. We had all this information, everybody. I've had it for 4 years. I turned in a thing at the White House an inch and a half thick.
Right.
Okay. It all went there. It's just now our voice is going to be big. You have to spread what she's putting out there. As these things roll into the courts, all it's going to take is one judge. I believe that what I think the president should do is just put out an emergency. This is they deemed our elections critical infrastructure, our election platforms. And he could just put out an emergency injunction and say, "We are not using machines in the 2022 election or 2026 election. This is a state of emergency. Here's what we have. We can't use these machines or we lose our country." This executive, that would have to be an order under, it's an emergency. period. And he can do that, I believe, under federal law. Now, these down-ticket elections would have to be done, whatever they're done. But I know on the federal level, that could be ordered because it's a national emergency.
Well, and a side note, okay, so President Trump has called in the National Guard to D.C., right?
Right.
So they are, you know, for 30 days. After 30 days, the Congress has to give him the approval to go past the 30 days. But if they don't, he could call a national emergency over that. And that right. gives him 100 or more special powers, and right. one of which would be exactly what you're talking about.
Right, right.
You know, because right. this is a national emergency. Nothing is more important, as you've said many times, than having our elections free and fair. This
100%.
Will destroy our country faster yeah. than anything you can, faster than
yeah, it would be over. Right, everything right. we have would be lost. And we had an example of that. I mean, we've had 4 years of an example of that. And you bring up a good point there, too, that things that can be ordered. Everyone's been asking me about Tina Peters. That's a very simple one. You just pull her out as a federal witness. And I did talk to her lawyer. I did a big speech in Las Vegas last week. It was called Divine Intervention. And it was an hour-long speech telling that huge crowd how God's had his hand in all this. And I run into Tina Peters' new lawyer. And I said, you know, one of the easiest things would be the government to pull or this administration to pull her out is it put her in the federal witness protection program against Jenna Griswold and the criminals in Colorado. And he, you know what he said to me? That's exactly what we're trying to do. So this right. is her new attorney. So we match like that.
Okay.
So
well, that is a new thing to add to our, you know, which we've been praying for her, but, you know, specifically right. on that specific text. Okay. So the other right. thing I wanted to ask you before we go is that so you said that what his name is Alan Duke, right? This guy. Okay. So is he going to participate with you in this trial, in this case against Facebook?
I think we're going to have him talk to the attorneys that we have. I meet with the attorneys and he for sure could be a huge witness. I don't know if he would be a part of it, but he now can become a witness of what goes on there and these new things they put in and the prejudice that they've had against Mike Lindell. And as you know, all the hit jobs against our country, I think he's had it enough now because now it affects him directly that his eyes are getting open and we will talk to him. But he's actually doing some checking on his own to see, someone programs. You still have artificial intelligence, but somebody had to program it. Right. And you would not be hitting your Emerald Robinson, who's on my network, your Rudy Giuliani, your Mike Lindell's personal account, Lindell Recovery Network, Lindell.
All the people on my channel, all of us, we're over primarily on Telegram. I'm back on X, and it's doubled right. that past month or so. So we're growing back now on X, but I can't right. stay on Facebook. I can't stay on YouTube or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
None of my people can because we've all been banned from there for life
right.
because
right.
of, anytime we would mention anything about election or use the word fraud for a long yeah. time, just hold up a word because it was that bad to try to keep right. on the channel. And so this is the thing. You've had the truth and we've seen the truth. We've gone to your website, lindelltv.com. We've gone there and looked at the data. We've all watched the absolute proof and all this for years. But now with it coming out from the government, that just lends credence to it. And so then you can use this in your trial to say this was clear denial right. of our rights to free right. speech. You know, this was the truth. And whether right. it's the truth or not the truth, we have the right to speak our minds. You know,
that's right. That's right. And think of this all being the truth. And you brought up a good point. The big elephant in the room other than Facebook is YouTube. They were part of the 1.2 million Americans being deplatformed. Most of them were on YouTube. If you were on YouTube, you were banned. I mean, if you talked about Jesus Christ against the vaccine or about any election stuff, you go 2020, you're done. So I believe all the people that were on YouTube prior to the 2020 election, some, especially the ones prior to anyone that backed Donald Trump or prior to the China virus, if you had followers, you had a business on there. You had built up a business as a podcaster, as a show. You had all these advertisers. It was huge. And it was wiped out in a blink of an eye. Everybody was. So you think of their, I'll bet it's in the hundreds of thousands, but all those people, you think of them someday. My dream is your class action lawsuit against YouTube, and which is Google, and all of them should have their businesses, have their lives restored. If you go to YouTube right now and you put in My Pillow, Mike Lindell, My Pillow, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a whole bunch of attack people like Jimmy Kimmel, Dave Pakman, or whatever his name, David Pakman, one of the most evil people that ever walked the planet Earth. And all these people that just attack. And they built their audiences bashing people like myself and Donald Trump, of course, our president. But right. But they, but those, and my point being is, here's an actual business, My Pillow, that was not only just banned on social media, banned on box stores, or canceled on shopping networks, canceled everywhere. We were the number one product sold in history on these platforms, in all of the box stores. We sold 85 million My Pillow. I mean, you add the top three selling albums of all time together, and it's still more than that. This is everywhere. And these, so when they canceled, it wasn't because it was a poor seller, I'll tell you that.
Right.
It was a contrived effort to debank. That's something else that Tulsi Gabbard said about being debanked and deplatformed. My Pillow debanked, deplatformed everything. So we've got a big fight ahead of us once we, but the first thing, everybody, let's get to paper ballots so it never happens again. Right. And then we go back in time and get all these bad people.
Right. I think that it's going to ultimately bankrupt Facebook. I think because what they've done, there are so many people that they owe for all the things that they've done,
right,
taking away their rights. And so, yeah, you know, of course, they're fighting for their lives, but that's another story. They know that they've got so many crimes that they don't have enough lives to pay for all the crimes that they've
committed. That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. So everybody go to lindellplan.com and let's go in there and fight, help to support whatever we're doing, what he's doing at Lindell Plan, so that we can make sure to end these machines, get these machines out of here, because this is our country. Okay. So everybody, and just continue to be in prayer for that, be in prayer for Tina Peters, and also be in prayer for mypillow.com. The attacks, they have not abated. They've only gotten more, especially because everything that Mike has been saying is now being brought out by Tulsi Gabbard, and they are so mad, and they're blaming Mike, you know. But the fact is, they're the ones who, you know, he just uncovered what the crimes that they were committing. So anyway, we're gonna pray. Is there anything else you want to share before we go?
No, just use that promo code Melly at mypillow.com/Melly, because we've got free shipping. We have everything for everybody today. My employees, we need the support, and you need the best products ever. So, and remember, everybody, you can also use that promo code at mystore.com. All these entrepreneurs, they've attacked there too, over 1,000 USA made products.
Yes. My store. Yes.com. Okay. So, yeah, so check out, definitely, since we've got the free shipping, that includes the toppers and the mattresses. So that is an amazing opportunity to get, if you want to get. I have toppers on all of my beds. My sister-in-law just got one for her birthday, and she says, I can't even believe how well I'm sleeping. She says she loves that thing, and I do too. I actually took one, and I cut a little piece, so whenever I go on a trip, I take it with me. I'm like, I'm so spoiled to the My Topper, I have to have it with me. So anyway, I got an extra one just so I could have one for travel. You need to do that. Make some for travel. Anyway, let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are bigger than any of these things, that the attacks that they have done against us. We're going to see, as Mike has said 1,000 times, we're going to see that your hand has been in this to save our country, and really to save the world. We're going to see that. And so we see, even though we don't physically see it yet with the fruition of it, we see with the eyes of faith. We know you, and we know that you love us, and that you love our country, and that you are working for good for our country. Thank you for our wonderful president and how he is causing all this information to be declassed. Thank you for Mike and how hard he's fought. Lord, I just pray you'd cover him with your blessings and your peace and your strength. Thank you for how hard he's fought, as hard as he's fought all this time now to take on Facebook. It blows me away. I'm just mesmerized. Thank you. Just continue, Lord, to give him the strength. Bless my pillow, Lord. Bless my pillow with everything that they need so that they can continue to excel and to succeed. And Lord, we ask that you would help us with LindalePlan.com to end these machines so we can have our country back with free and fair elections. We pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper. All the things that the enemy has done to us will fail miserably, and that you will get the victory, and that we, along with you, we pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, brother.
Thank you so.
I appreciate you. Hang in there. We're gonna get rid of these people and these machines before you know it. All right. Love you
Right
guys.
on. God bless.
I'll talk to you later.